producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I didn't get to this, but we'll cover on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Cop threatens to take man's baby to Children's Services over the refusal to show ID, but Ebola patients can run around anywhere they want. Claims nervousness is probable cause for warrantless search arrest. More jails refuse to hold inmates for federal immigration authorities. So the jails have all filled up and are pouring out. That's LA Times. Because the government's priority is taking money out of old ladies' wallets. Gennaro in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
All right, brother. Thanks for calling.
Listen, I just don't understand the Americans in this country, how they can listen to the audacity of the director of the CDC, Thomas Friedman, for the past month, go up in front of Congress and on national television and cause panic by continuously saying how out of control Ebola is in Africa, and then in the same breath say nothing to worry about, banning air travel into the U.S. would make Ebola worse.
That is a fantastic point. So fantastic, I started stuttering. We should get his earlier press conference clips saying Ebola's out of control and then cut to him saying, let the flights come in. That's how you stop it. You know, set your house on fire. It's how you, you know, don't burn it down. It's just, why do you think he's so over the top?
This whole entire thing, I had a revelation today. I don't know. It just came to my mind that their end game, eventually Ebola will go airborne, and they will all of a sudden have the Ebola vaccines ready to give out. And because it's airborne, it'll have to be vaccines that are mandatory. And what better way to have the mandatory but then to bring in martial law and quarantine everybody in their homes, and they can vaccinate you in your homes, and they have martial law in place. And if you refuse to take the vaccine, well, you know what? We have FEMA camps we can bring you into for 21 days. And then those people in the FEMA camps will have to stay. I mean, it's just such a perfect plan.
No, that's it. And it might even be next year it goes airborne or a year later. They get the vaccine in place. It's ready. There's all this fear. And then, oh, we've got it. And, oh, you've got to take it. That's been their past program. I really agree with you. I think that's in the cards big time. Great points. Good to hear from you. Ron in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, just give me a story for 2 minutes. I just want to make a couple of points, okay, about Ebola?
Yeah, we got 2 minutes till the show's over. Go ahead.
All right, okay, so here's what they're doing. They're consuming all this bush meat down there in Liberia, right? And they're spreading this Ebola. It wouldn't have been a big problem. I'm out here in Canada. We've known they've had that Ebola out there for a long time, but it was never a problem until they started letting them all in. These guys are virtually sleeping. They don't know what's going on. Obama is nothing but a gigantic puppet controlling a whole bunch of other puppets. And they're all asleep, too. He can do basically virtually whatever he wants, and that's what he's done. I believe Obama should be a Muslim extremist. He's taking control of the country, asymmetrical warfare, exactly like you said. I've been a long-time listener of your show. I love you. You are amazing. I totally agree with all your points. About Obama, El Bozo, this is an attack. He's controlling ISIS because he's Muslim. The White House is a control center for ISIS, and he's the leader. And I believe.
Well, I mean, listen, here's the deal. Whatever he is, by default, it is the control center for Al Qaeda. And by default, he is operating as the grand imam, the Mahdi. And I've said that, and I used to disagree with Glenn Beck and all those people. But now, for all intents and purposes, they are creating the clash of civilizations to bring in a world conflict that Albert Pike talked about in 1877, and it's off the charts. I appreciate your call. Sorry to Andrew, Paul, Tom, and others. I'm out of time. Great job to the crew. Great job to the affiliates, our listeners, sponsors, everybody. Please pray for InfoWars. Pray for peace. Pray for all the children out there. Pray for the innocents. And pray for a mass repentance and a wake-up, and that our churches no longer be state-run operations, and that those preachers repent of being deceptive creatures. We just have to turn the tide here, and we can do that. Please support our local affiliates as well, and please support InfoWarsStore.com, all the great products there that help fund our operation. See you tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
About 3 weeks ago, when Robert David Steele, a retired CIA field commander who's worked with the U.S. Army closely, was recommended by Colonel Schaefer to come on this show. And he predicted that they would launch an Ebola false flag terror attack in the United States, and that it would actually be a simulant that made people sick, but that it wouldn't actually even be Ebola. But that they needed to get infected people into the country as a cover for what they were really going to do. Now, the reason that interview was so important, again, this is the sixth day of October 2014 on this live Monday edition. The reason that's important is that Colonel Schaefer, who blew the whistle on Stratus Ivy and a bunch of other secret operations conducted in and around Afghanistan right before 9/11, Able Danger, you name it. He was over the program to kill al-Qaeda leaders, and they were continually ordered by the CIA and by the White House not to drop hellfire missiles on Osama bin Laden and the rest of his leadership when they had him confirmed in their sights. And Sybel Edmonds, high-level FBI, NSA translator, high-level communiques, was picking up and confirming the chatter that he testified secretly to Congress on. Now, since then, a lot of what he said has come out and been confirmed. But he said, I can't talk about a lot of this on air, Alex. He said this on air, but he also said it off air to me. He said, get Robert David Steele on. He'll tell you what's really going on. Because he'd worked with him in army operations with the CIA, the actual arm of the CIA that's actually on the ground, actually fighting, not the 98% that just sits around in offices all day showing off their CIA coffee cups to each other. So we got him on, and he dropped bombshell after bombshell after bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. And I just don't think people realized what they were hearing when he was on the show. It was a data dump. We'll talk to him about this tomorrow, of what's really being talked about inside the Pentagon. Now, I've tried to explain to everybody something here. There's different factions in the Army, different factions in the Navy, different factions in the Marines, different factions in the Air Force, different factions in the CIA, different factions in the FBI. Everybody knows that. And the classic factions are black hats, white hats. And for the majority of this country's history, there were more white hats than black hats. A lot of boss hog corruption, but there was no attempt to overthrow the country, undermine it, destroy the family, bankrupt the country. Just no one would go along with that. We now have, running these agencies, groups of people that are globalists who want to sacrifice American prosperity and freedom on the altar of globalism. And so you now have the British military coming out last week and telling their government, stop funding al-Qaeda. This is in the London Telegraph yesterday. I mean, the headline, I read it on the Sunday show, was British military commanders, brass, I'm paraphrasing, they'll pull the headline up, put it on the screen for TV viewers, for radio listeners, I'll read it out to you. Top British brass, or top UK brass, tell government to stop funding through Gulf states terrorist groups. And then we also see the Pentagon coming out and saying that 2 weeks ago with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dempsey. There's the headline. Army chiefs tell government stop Gulf states funding terrorism. Joe Biden comes out last week and says that Qatar and others are clearly funding terrorists. I mean, they're buying them the trucks, the armored vehicles, the weapons. They're buying it from the U.S. and NATO. They're giving it to them. But the U.S. and NATO is also delivering it directly to them. I've been harping on this forever. Because the public may not fully know what's going on, but inside government, it's what I call a come-to-Jesus moment. Where, oh my gosh, our government is run by criminals that really are funding a worldwide jihad of global destabilization. Oh my gosh, big mega banks really are shipping in the drugs, running the aircraft, and laundering the money. Oh my gosh, the NSA really is spying on everybody political to blackmail them and control them. It's not about keeping us safe. Oh my gosh, it's all true. Oh my gosh, we're going into a tyranny. Oh my gosh, it's the worst the world's ever seen. Do we really want to do this? And now people in government are looking, because the facade has fallen, the curtain has been pulled back, the little man behind it, it's that Toto moment in Wizard of Oz, they're now going, well, who are these globalists? What is the New World Order? What's their end game? What's their goal? What's their ideology? And then you find out what their ideology is. Pure anti-human, anti-decency, overthrow of reality, total playing God, mental illness writ large. And now humanity is starting to line up on which side they've chosen. Now it's clicking. And the masses of good people around the world, not just here, in private industry, in private life, in government and corporations, you name it, are realizing everything is in danger. Prosperity, the future, you name it, to basically a 21st century French Revolution that will bring in super oppression, not remove the problems that are there. The system has been broken on design so that on its ashes, a hellish scientific dictatorship can be built. Perpetual war for perpetual peace. Perpetual martial law, the national stabilization force in every country. Secret police on every corner. Secret arrest, just hell on earth. A psychopath's dream. A man who wants prosperity and security and honor, a nightmare. And you notice good people always get down until things are overwhelmingly against them, and then that's when the good guys start standing up, historically. And the elite know that, so they put a lot of things in place to try to stop that, but it's not going to work. We've not been hit flat-footed by all this. The Liberty Movement, as Ron Paul said in that 2003 speech that's in my film, Matrix of Evil, he said they're going to collapse the world economy by design in the future and on its ashes bring in planetary dictatorship. Agenda 21, total managed economy by select groups to shut down all their competition. We've got to get in place now to show they're the authors of it so that people will go to liberty and to true capitalism versus crony capitalism when the collapse comes. That's our moment of opportunity to wake up as many people as we can beforehand so we're not caught flat-footed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've not been caught flat-footed. We've been working around the clock worldwide, the Liberty Movement, to warn people about what's coming, to expose the globalist program, to break down how they create crises or exacerbate current crises, to pose as saviors, and to expose their modus operandi paradigm. And once people have the blueprint, they'll know what they're looking at. And then they can go research it for themselves and find out we told the truth. And then it's not rocket science. You know the enemy. Once the enemy is identified, once they have been spotlighted, they are in deep trouble. And they've still got a lot of little tricks up their sleeve. But at that point, unless they basically decide to blow the planet up, they can't go anywhere in the next 6, 7, 8 moves in this global chess game. Once the paradigm has shifted that there is a global corporate group, anti-free market, sitting on top of the nations, playing us off against each other, divide and conquer, trying to create ignorance, trying to destroy prosperity because it competes with their monopoly of power and their hegemon, once that genie is out of the bottle, once that cat is out of the bag, once that train leaves the station, it's over. And by the way, here's the little secret. The train already left the station. The genie already is out of the bottle. They're just now trying to keep you from realizing that, because the moment you realize that that's happened is the moment it's truly left the station. It's kind of a mile down the road right now, and they want to bomb it and blow it up before it gets too far. Not that that'll even save them, but that's the best bet they've got, is bring in Ebola, start a war with Russia, blow up some federal buildings, blame the Liberty Movement. The problem is our people are inside all the police departments. They're inside the FBI, the CIA. They're everywhere. We are the majority minority in government, the Liberty Movement, and the system knows that. Their purges haven't worked. What's going to happen when you blow up another Murrah building? I'm talking to the globalist. What's going to happen when you release smallpox or anthrax again? What's going to happen when you put a drugged-up kid on an airplane with a firecracker in his pants? We're going to have two witnesses that are lawyers that are going to blow it wide open, and Congress is going to have to admit the CIA got him on the airplane. When you run your false flags, you better do it at the North Pole. Because we're watching everything you do, and we know who's behind it, and we know who the killers are, and we know who the criminals are. You understand that? And we know your plan. We know your tricks. We know your games, Jack. So don't think you're not being watched. Don't think that your whole NSA system has got everybody scared and suppressed, because all the NSA system's becoming is a giant feedback loop to wake up everyone. You gave 800,000 plus people access to total intelligence. All you did was create a sieve to expose your operations. You thought you'd use it to suppress people blowing your operations. In your greed, you blew your own operation. Humanity is rising. The latest on Ebola, the economy, the Second Amendment, and more. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-25 3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We'll be right back. such a sweet, sweet thing. So they. Got a hold of me. They can't be seen with me. I think few people could actually say this song applies to them. Feeling me. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. That is the Christian, Alice Cooper, bringing us in. All right, I want to open the phones up. Coming up in the next segment to discuss two different big issues. A, how big of a deal is it that you've got Joe Biden, Obama, and others trying to cover their booties? You've got Senator Lindsey Limp Wrist Graham and the rest of them running around doing the same thing. Going, isn't it right, General Dempsey, that none of our allies ever gave any weapons to ISIS? And Dempsey goes, well, of course they did. And now the British military has come out and told their government to stop arming them. And our own military has been refusing for over a year and a half to be part of it. There has been a mutiny following the Constitution, following their oath, that's gotten almost no coverage, where our military... And where Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman went, remember, a year and a half ago, to the White House at midnight and told Obama, don't launch those airstrikes tomorrow or there is going to be problems. When thousands of our military put out tweets holding up signs, officers, saying, I did not sign up to fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria against Assad. And so they rearmed them, let them take over the Middle East, and are now trying to spin it that, oh, our allies weren't even involved, we weren't involved, because this could bring down the entire system, ladies and gentlemen. They have gone way too far. Now, if they get away with this, that's why Walter Jones, the congressman, is joining us. If they get away with this, the sky's the limit. And that's why the globalist technicians, the social engineers, only do things if it helps them on a whole bunch of fronts. They're obsessed with that. They can make hundreds of billions if there's a global pandemic of Ebola on a vaccine. Hundreds of billions over the next decade, conservatively. That's not even the big reason. They can bring in a medical tyranny of oppression and control. That's more important. But currently, it's good as a political smokescreen and helps push federalization once the crisis gets going. Kind of like FEMA ordered to stand down in Katrina, and then a year later got double their funding for disasters. Failure is rewarded, so you fail to get more money. No other country's ever done things that way. We've never done it either, but that's the new system the last 15 years or so in the United States. And it becomes a political distraction while Obama's got executive orders on open borders, executive orders on getting rid of our power plants, executive orders on military, executive orders on everything under the sun, carbon taxes, you name it. While all of this is happening, we're hearing Ebola, 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 and they set the precedent to say, oh, like the CDC head said Saturday, oh, if we don't let people come in and out, that could spread it. Keeping the aircraft flying back and forth, that stops it. That's like saying, you know, taking a hatchet to your fingers stops them from bleeding. Or shooting yourself in the head with 357 Magnum is good for you. I mean, it's just 2 plus 2 equals whatever I say. It's all part of overthrowing reality, as Governor Jindal said. He said this is absolutely the diametric opposite of common sense. I'll give you his exact quote. Scroll down on that for me. The exact quote was, he said, this defies logic, not halting flights, as France and England and everybody else and the UAE and everybody else has done. But instead, they have a guy get up there from the CDC, the director, and say, no, this is no big deal. Well, then why didn't you ever let Ebola patients in before? Why would you halt flights from countries with pandemics before? It's all about setting the precedent. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. More on Ebola straight ahead. I'll give out the number. We'll take your phone calls. We're also going to get into a bunch of other important news. 62 million people in U.S. now speak different language at home as English begins to die in the United States. Well, sure, you don't want these groups to speak the world language and be effective. You want them in tiny little minority groups controlled by the Democrats.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, I'm not trying.
I don't know why.
I'm not trying to be alarmist here. Government, under the term democide, has killed over 262 million people in the 20th century alone. That's the University of Hawaii study. A conservative number, 262 million people have been killed who were not military combatants, not soldiers. In the 20th century, the number one unnatural killer was government. Our forebears warned us. Government generally degenerates. Evil special interests get in control, and you see a full collapse of society, and nightmares are born. When you have a renaissance, free market, open society, you literally create so much wealth, your grandkids become decadent slobs, and then the cycle of evil continues again. The veneer of civilization is paper thin and is wearing away right now. And we are entering the depths of a violent bottom of the cycle. So I cannot stress to you enough that this age of crisis, this age of destabilization has only begun. Most of the world is in semi-starvation mode. 30 million people starve to death a year, half of them children. Almost every third world nation is in flames right now or is completely destabilized with riot police on the street. The West are like mountains in an ocean of corruption and an ocean of poverty, but the water is rising quick in Japan, in Italy, in the United States, in Canada, in Germany, in Spain, in Portugal, in Greece, in Ireland, in Greenland. It's rising fast. And the globalists have decided to accelerate it as fast as they can to artificially bring the world to carrying capacity. And carrying capacity is if you've got 100 cows on a field and there's only enough grass for 50 cows, over the next few months, more than 50 cows will die. You go, but wait, the carrying capacity is 50. Why would 65 die? They've done studies on this. I'm giving you just a ballpark number. Because at first they all eat things down and bring it into an even lower abundance level. So now the carrying capacity is 35 cows, 20 cows, 5 cows. The energy's being turned off. The food's being turned off. They're paying farmers around the world not to produce. Our immune systems are being lowered by design. And you've got this parasitic technocratic class of Republicans and Democrats, of Labor and Tory, it's the same worldwide, who actually know all this and sit around preying on their constituency, playing games with you. And they're going to pose as the saviors during this long Cold War. This long siege, the most ancient and total form of war against every decent institution, against everything good, everything wholesome. We are witnessing an Illuminati revolution. Just as the French Revolution is an open Illuminati revolution. We are witnessing an attempt to overthrow reality, to overthrow truth, to fully domesticate and shackle humanity and destroy our free will. It is the opposite, the polar opposite of enlightenment or of illumination. That's why they call themselves the Illuminati. They do not illuminate. Oh, the inner circle of the Illuminati believes they are illuminated with the Master 360 Luciferian panopticonic understanding. But they themselves are the greatest of the deceived. To know the knowledge they possess and to have physically, using human ingenuity and our creativity, built semi-omnipresent surveillance systems, and to not see the destruction they are creating. Well, they actually do see it. They worship it like a moth to flame. And they are truly not illuminated. Or they would not seek to dominate free will and to dominate life and to reduce life and destroy life and exterminate life out of a spoiled, rotten, convulsive, demonic orgy of darkness. But that's what's on the other side. You join with the New World Order. You have stepped in and taken Satan's hand and have asked to be pulled through into that world. I personally, studying history, studying the Globalist Stone writings, and my own bizarre life experiences, beyond anything you'd see in a movie, do have a limited view into what the global architects are up to. It's extremely detailed, extremely wide-reaching, more than what a lot of their top people even have. But when I say limited, my soul and my psyche doesn't swim in the same waters as theirs, so I can't see it through their eyes. But I can come close, and let me tell you, it shakes my very soul. Just as they cannot see the things I've seen and where my soul dwells. Even for but fleeting moments each month, in the stillness of the night, in the quiet place of the Most High. And that's why they put fluoride in the water. That's why they dumb down the population. That's why they feed you GMO, because you will have that quiet dignity, that quiet confidence, that quiet understanding that will transcend this world and transcend all these corrupt, wicked people who, for temporal power on this globe, would cheat their fellow men and women and would pull down the psyches and the free will of other individuals in an attempt so that they might dominate. They're cheaters, and they're not fans of humanity, and they will fail. Rick Perry is under tremendous pressure, and folks know that I don't like Rick Perry because he was a big Democrat and was for gun control before he flipped sides with Karl Rove, but that can always still happen. Somebody was a Democrat and woke up, had a road to Damascus moment. I would support them if their fruits were good. After that, if I didn't see the politician betrayals where they flip-flop, Rick Perry pushed Gardasil, said it was the law to take it when it wasn't, the deadly HPV shot. But he has done some pro-gun stuff, and he has done some real stuff on the border, just because really his constituents demand it, so that's fine. He's a lot better than Dianne Feinstein or Barack Obama. But the first thing he should have done at that press conference last Wednesday is what Governor Jindal did on Friday. Called for President Obama to stop all flights coming in from 6 different African nations, 2 of which have already basically collapsed, Sierra Leone and Liberia, from Ebola. Why would you let people flee from a country that has that? Well, now Rick Perry has come out and said, in fighting against Ebola, U.S. must set up quarantine at borders. Texas Governor Rick Perry on Monday called for the federal government to enhance screening procedures at points of entry in the United States to check if someone might have Ebola. And I said, bare minimum, do that yesterday, Perry. I know Perry listens to the show. He's told me to my face. So I just want, that's good. The procedures would include gathering more information about people coming from affected areas and perhaps taking temperatures. Think so? He said he called for fully staffed quarantine stations anywhere people enter the country. Yeah, they're going to wait till it's spreading around the country and just do it to everybody. That's fair, after all. Perry has signed an executive order creating the Texas Task Force on Infectious Diseases Preparedness and Response. So that's good. Another Ebola patient arriving in the United States on Monday, reminding the nation that the virus killing thousands of people in West Africa will likely continue to cross U.S. borders. And now the CDC is saying they believe it probably has spread to others. Really, think so? They, for 5 days, sent the guy's kids back to school. They didn't clean the vomit up for days. They let the ambulance he was in drive around for days with other sick people. The guy came in a week before, and they gave him antibiotics for a, quote, virus. It's not the state's job to do this, though the state has to because the feds won't. But when it starts to spread around the country, and I hope it doesn't, but it looks like it's going that direction, how will we hold Obama accountable? You're like, well, Obama's a puppet. Yeah, but you've got to hold the puppets accountable because then it sets a precedent where they get more power out of doing this, see? Teenager with Ebola-like symptoms quarantined in Miami after getting sick following a trip to West Africa. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's all go visit West Africa. That's a great place to go right now. It's a wonderful place to go. Child brought to Delaware Hospital for possible Ebola. That's out of CBS News. Police find man who rode an Ebola patient's ambulance. Yeah, why are police in Dallas having to go track down people? This is what the federal government and the CDC is supposed to do with their hundreds of billions of budgets for this every year. But notice they don't do anything. They don't lead jack squat. They just sit up there and say, leave the borders open, let people fly in. They don't check the plane manifest. They don't go question who this guy flew with. This has been out for over a week. No. A homeless panhandler who rode in the same Dallas ambulance after Ebola patient Eric Duncan has been found after an extensive manhunt. 50-year-old man who officials identified as Michael Lively was admitted to Parkland Memorial Hospital Sunday afternoon after being taken into custody by Dallas police officers. County Judge Clay Jenkins said he was taken to the hospital psychiatric ward. Here's the deal. This gets into another 20, 30 people. You're not going to be able to stop it. It's going to start spreading just like Africa. And let's say it only runs through a couple hundred thousand people, only kills 30, 40, 50,000. You know, let's say low morbidity rate. What's it going to do to the economy in this country or Texas when Ebola is running around? I mean, I am down the street from Dallas. I am in Austin, Texas, and I am so angry at the government. I'm so thankful to the Dallas police. They're at least doing the job of the feds, trying to hunt down people that were around this guy. This should have been done day one. He was diagnosed with Ebola. Day one, put his kids in quarantine, put his wife in quarantine, put the neighbors in quarantine. Day one, hazmat crews cleaning up the vomit. Day one, what's the ambulance? You sit there and say, what was his trail? Where did he go? You know, clean up the entire trail. Find out who was on the airplane, go to all their houses, quarantine every single one of them. Because you don't want it to spread, ladies and gentlemen. Then you got to quarantine thousands, and then hundreds of thousands, and then things collapse. Standard procedure. All of it ignored. In fact, I want to hear from emergency managers first. We had an incredible call from an emergency manager in San Antonio talking about this, how all the protocols are being ignored. Why do you think they're doing this? Where do you think it's going? Do you agree with Steele, who was on, saying this could be a simulant false flag? He said that back in September, said it was coming. He's on tomorrow. We have that clip coming up. We're going to be playing it coming up in the next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I personally, for my immune system, am getting as much sun as I can. I'm drinking as much water as I can. I got my kids taking extra vitamins and minerals. They're Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com. I'm taking the colloidal silver from InfoWarsLife.com, the silver bullet. And the DNA force across the board in the mitochondrial DNA, emptying out the cells, getting you cleaned out, the oxy powder that flushes out the guts like nothing else. Go read the scientific information about these nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. The Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine that is just known to help the thyroid and detox, InfoWarsLife.com. If I was you folks, I would be filtering your water. I would be not sweating the small stuff. I'd be getting right with God. Because it isn't just that the Ebola is now in the United States and the UN says 1.4 to 5 million are to get it in Africa. And then, the only place you're allowed to run is the U.S. And that's another huge issue. Obama makes the U.S. the place to run. Obama advertises, just like he advertises for kids to come here from all over the world and their families. The advertisement is, you got Ebola? Come here. You want to come here and get free medical care? I mean, I got to be honest with you. If I was in Africa and thought my kids had Ebola, or I had it, I'd stay behind and send my kids, even though it's super immoral. Who wouldn't? And I would try to get them over here to get treatment. That should be hanging off helicopters. Co-workers of Ebola patient. He knew he had Ebola. U.S. trip was desperate attempt to survive. That's being reported by Breitbart right now. Print me that article. I mean, absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen. What have I been saying? They're all going to run here. So what does it say about our government they would do this? That's 10 times more frightening than the fact that this is already here. It's why are they doing it on purpose? That's the $64 million question. 800-259-9231. If you're an EMT or a CDC person or military trained in this, what is your take on it? Really love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. But InfoWarsLife.com has the X2 nascent iodine, the Super Male Vitality, the Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, highest quality, very low price. Compared to the leading competitors, only $19.95, and the DNA Force, ladies and gentlemen, the DNA Force and the Oxy Powder for immune system are just known off the chart to be nutraceuticals of the highest quality. The DNA Force, 888-253-3139. And the good news is, on top of that, these aren't just the highest quality products. It also funds our operation, the very tip of the spear. From right outside, Patient Zero, I come to you live from Austin, Texas. We're going to have our reporters in here today as well coming up to tell us their take on what they saw in Dallas. Joe Biggs, Josh Owens, and others, stay with us.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on.
like a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to your phone calls here throughout the next hour. In about 10 minutes, Paul Joseph Watson's article dealing with former top CIA field commander going public, predicting back in September that he was being told that a fake Ebola attack was coming in America. I think I'm going to have added to Watson's article. If you go back to Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU viral program, he first confirmed, after medical doctors and others here had said that H1N1 appeared to be a viral simulant 5 years ago that had been released the previous year to, quote, track viral spread. It is a virus, but they call it a simulant because it was so attenuated but still allowed to spread. Then they used the outbreak of it the next year to claim it was deadly to sell a vaccine that actually lowered your immune system by 50%. So we should probably add there's precedent for this where they release a biological simulant that does make you sick or even kills you, but is either weakened, attenuated, or something else where, say, it's designed to mutate. They know how it's going to mutate. It's a previous generation, and they know it'll mutate and then won't kill the next group. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do this without getting technical. I'm no virologist. I just read the medical literature. To then have a limited outbreak, but something they control, like SARS. So Watson has an article coming out on this in the next 10 minutes, and we will play the video from 3 weeks ago when Steele was on the broadcast. It's coming up in the next hour, about 15 after or so. That article should be up, and we will play that clip from the interview here on air, and that video will go live on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But right now, first caller of the day, Rich in Oregon. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm fine, sir.
Hey, I believe it is a false flag. It has to be. But you know what? The unfortunate thing is people probably will die from this. I mean, they are dying in West Africa, obviously. According to the lying media, it says 3,400 people have died. Who knows really how many have. So the only thing I can personally do for myself and my family is I have been taking Survival Shield and the Fluoride Shield, you know. And I even went to my doctor and asked him about that. He said it's a good step and it's the right direction. However, you know, they don't really know a lot about it. But the thing
obviously nothing's a silver bullet. But the only thing the federal government ever said to fluoride, put it in the salt, was iodine. Because there was just massive goiter and illnesses and thyroid across the country. And millions of people, within a few years of them doing that, reversed it. And so we just found the very best of actual nascent crystal iodine that, because of the FDA and stuff, I can't even say all the things it does. The point is, it's well known. It's well known for IQ, well known for your glands, well known for immune system. So is silver, but that's not something you take long term. It's during a problem. It's well known that it's things CoQ10 and PPQ and all the stuff that's in DNA force. I mean, so I'm glad your doctor said that, because listen, all we sell is what we know is really real. It's nutraceutical. That's why the DNA force is so expensive to get the products. But anyway, sir, I'm sorry I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, I was, I'm totally sold on it. Me and my wife and my children, we take it, you know, and stuff. And we've been around people that had colds and everything, and nobody's gotten sick yet, you know? So that's what I believe in.
Well, I know that the X2 alone, the super iodine, has changed my life. Hold on. I'm going to come back and let you get to your point about Ebola. Then we'll go to Wild Man Lab.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solution.
solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.